Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
What up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Brother B, and we waiting for Mika to come on the Blog Talk Radio.
Because I'm not already here. Because I'm not already here.
Well, wait a minute, because I was waiting for your mic thing to come on. Okay, now it's on.
I have been sitting here.
Okay, but you're already on. I know.
Clearly, because you can hear me.
But listen, let me tell you something. First of all, hey, what up, y'all? Blog Talk Radio, another episode of The Menu. Brother B, Mika, Big Red, who got an ear infection, hope you feel better. On the way back
Thank
from
you.
Vacation.
Thank you so much.
Please feel better.
Yeah.
My suggestion is always have a shot. Or three.
A shot of what?
Whatever you like to drink.
Liquor.
Oh, okay.
You need some of that apple. You need some of that Jack Daniels, that Honey Jack.
Oh, yeah, I need some of that. That'll definitely
You know what you need
me.
To do? But you do pour it in your ear.
Oh.
pour it in your ear and see what happens.
I can't
or,
even laugh.
Yeah,
or you could
apple.
Just drink a bottle. Listen, or you could drink a bottle of tequila. You won't feel anything for a couple of days.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
This is true.
That's horrible.
Yo, I'm ashamed of myself. I should be ashamed of myself. I'm sitting up here, and I just finished watching, like, well, of course, over the duration of, like, a month or so, been watching, catching up with 24.
Mm-hmm.
Before,
oh,
like,
dear God.
24. Yeah. Yo, listen, Jack Bauer is no joke. Jack is
Duh.
Real. I don't care what anybody say. Jack Bauer is real. He ain't no joke on that show.
Well, he wasn't a joke 30-some-odd years ago when he was freaking the head vampire on freaking Lost Boys. I'm just saying, Kiefer Sutherland has always been the man.
I like
him. Yeah,
I like
of course, because, I mean, look who his father is. So he ain't had no choice but to be the man.
This is true.
Yeah,
he ain't had no choice but to be the man. It's like, you got it. Like, your dad is, like, up there, so you got it. You can't be playing around and, no, you can't play around with that.
Listen,
but now
I saw his old ass father.
They...
I break man, I get
you
that old man a heart attack. I don't care.
But you see the new show he got coming out?
Nah.
He got a new show coming out called Designated Survivor.
Oh, Lord.
Who, him
yeah,
or the father?
Man. No, Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh.
It wouldn't matter.
Designated Survivor. Like, I was like, yo, he got another one. And then, you know, they trying to do 24 again.
Yeah, which I'm not appreciating it, by the way. I gotta say this. I'm not, and this is no disrespect to the black asses of the world, but this guy is not doing it for me. I see
so
the promo.
Yeah.
I'm done.
So they're putting a black
He's
actor to do the 24.
But it's, you know, it's not only, you know what, him, you know, exactly. You know, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like watching a 15-year-old decide he wants to be a super agent. It's like Cody Banks. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like agent
exactly.
Cody Banks.
Yeah.
And
Bravo,
I actually seen that movie in the movie
Bravo,
did
Bravo.
Agent Cody Banks.
Because, yo,
that's what it's
like. He doesn't, like, I can understand if they got something. They had to get somebody rugged for that part. Because, listen, that's some big those are some big shoes to fill.
Jack, you know, that's playing the part.
Some young guy, some young black guy. He's adorable.
Dre, the dude who played Dre
in Compton. That's who.
Yeah.
He's adorable.
Oh, no. The one that's on The Walking Dead with them fake dreads.
Yeah.
Oh, they gotta be kidding me. Stop it.
That's like playing Donovan in there.
Yeah, like stop it.
Exactly. No, like the DJ in the up in. Like he's too sweet faced, man.
You need a rough
look. Like, he looked like, look at all the stuff Jack was doing for like 8 seasons. And he doesn't look like he can break arms and, you know, rip somebody's stomach
open.
Yeah,
it's probably, and you know,
like
that's the sad part about it, because now it's probably not going to stay on for long just because of that, because people are going to be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, and
that's
I hate gonna to
mess
say
it up
like
right
said,
then
you,
and there.
Like you said, it's not a diss to the black actors, but if anything, if you're going to do it, they should have. And I'm not hating on dude, I'm not hating on them, but they could have picked somebody rougher, like maybe like Michael Jai Parker,
Like him, definitely
yeah,
him. Like, he would have been right for that part.
Yeah, like, he's,
you know, he's like the martial art, you know, martial arts.
Exactly.
Yeah. He definitely was sick in that part.
But I don't know. I hope the show does well, though, because I'm, you know, and Keith Sutherland, I think he's an executive producer on there. So
yeah, but
hopefully, you know, the show will do well. But
yeah.
Yeah, I was just getting caught up in watching them, Jack. That's all. And then I was like, oh my God, so got to do the show. I do the show.
So
how was your day, Mika? How was your day? How was your day? How you doing, Mika?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hello.
I hope she didn't go back to doing what she was doing when I texted her and said, "Yo, what are you doing?" And she made a response that I'm not gonna say right now. Yeah, I'm not even going to get into that. So until she decides to come back, Big Red, what's going on? How you doing?
Nothing. Sitting here in pain.
Pain. I'm
in
sorry.
In pain.
How did this happen? How did you get an infection?
Listen, I don't know. It could have been a number of things. It could have been, well, it started off as a sore throat. And
all
of that is connected to throat, the nose, and everybody. It started off as a sore throat, and then it went up into my nose, and then every night I'm coughing like crazy. And, you know, between the weather, you know, I have allergies also. So all of that connection there just messed me up for the week.
Listen.
So.
Next time,
drink.
Next time, stop dropping off. Stop dropping off, man.
She said drink.
But
maybe you gotta be careful, man. They might be trying to turn, you know, you into a zombie.
I know. That's what I felt like a walker. I was getting up at like every morning I'm getting up at like 5 a.m. Like I'm sleeping and it's like I'm choking in my sleep because of the. You know, when you have allergies, well, depending, like that post nasal dripping, you get that tickling in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
So I'll be sleeping, and then I'll just start choking in the middle of my, you know, in the middle of my sleep.
I got you. But, yo, before I forget, all right, zombie movie. You got to check out this movie called, did you see this movie called Maggie? It's with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got to check it out. It's very interesting. It's a zombie movie, but it's not all hardcore, but it's, you know, it's good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah? Hmm.
It's Maggie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Maggie?
It's Elf. Yeah.
Is it an old movie?
I don't think it came out in the theaters. It's probably straight to video or whatever, but I think it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
It's
I'll
called Maggie.
Check that out.
Yeah.
Maggie?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was definitely
Everything
good.
Is on Netflix these days.
Yeah, it's good. Then what's the purpose of having cable?
Exactly.
I have it for children. I have it for children.
There's Cody. There's Netflix. There's other stuff out there where you can watch, and you don't need cable. But we'll talk about that later. Because next thing you know, they were trying to jump out trees to get me.
I have 3 Rokus in my house, and I have Showbox everywhere. So,
man, what's up?
Yeah, but what I got, like I said, we'll have to talk about that later, because I got something that can have, has Showbox within it.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds good to me.
Let me stop for the jump through the window or something. Anyway, so let's get on our topic. Battle of the Sexes. Ding, 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 ding.
Round one.
Ding, ding,
it's
ding,
round
ding,
one.
Ding.
Fight.
Ding,
ding. See, now I'm having a Mortal Kombat flash.
Yep, round one.
No,
right.
No. I was
fatality.
Remember Little Rascals?
Oh,
ding, 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 with the bell.
Oh, yeah. Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
But that was all part of that She-Man Woman Hater Club.
Woman Haters Club.
Yeah, exactly. So, Battle of Sexes, part one. Which is stronger, the pole or the box? And before we get started, once again, you're on the air with the menu. You got Big Red.
Lord have mercy.
You got Mika, and you got Brother B all the way in this corner because I ain't got no other backing. And the call-in number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Jules, if you're listening, call in. Please back me up. Feel free.
You should have really called in Hot Rod for this one.
I did. We spoke. We virtually spoke. So he, but you know, he got duty. So you know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm praying him, you know, somebody come through. You know.
You need Sean Black.
You need Sean Black. Okay, dog.
You need somebody to save you.
Yeah, please. But that's all right.
Listen, you should have called Slim. Hell, he might have even stepped in to save you.
Listen, I'm gonna hold my own. I got this.
Oh my God.
Texas. Yeah.
So let's
see.
What's stronger?
Oh Lord, have mercy. All right, Chocolate City, don't act up.
Which is stronger, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is stronger, the pole or the box? Now,
wait a minute.
Before you start,
yes.
Some people actually, you know, hit me up virtually and was like, what do you mean pole or the box?
Seriously?
Now, of course, with people, yeah, I hear.
Lord Jesus.
So if you don't know what the pole is, I shouldn't go there.
I have to go there. Go there before I go there.
Okay. Pole equals penis. Box equals vagina. I went with the street terminology.
Right, like,
because I didn't want to be vulgar. Okay?
Right,
so,
now,
yeah.
Exactly.
Now, if it was a female that asked you what the box was or what the pole is, I'm going to scream because not for nothing, every woman should know what other JJ other names are called.
Right, exactly. They got all types of different names, so it's like, come on, get out of here.
And seriously, the title of today's show, which is stronger, the box or the pole, should be a dead giveaway.
Well, they could have thought
right, especially
about
with
cable.
The battle of the sexes, duh.
Hello.
They could have thought he was talking about cable. I don't know.
Really?
They could have thought he was talking about a club. I don't know.
Oh my God. If you are 40 and older and you don't know by now,
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, some people
exactly.
This is OPP, man. Okay, but anyway,
I'm saying
your opinion.
So which is stronger? I'm going to have to say the box.
Of course you would say that.
The box?
But
I'm
going to
say the pole.
Good answer.
Oh, see.
I am. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to be honest. I'm going to have to say the pole.
Yeah,
I agree.
You know what? And I can pretty much understand why you say the pole. I absolutely
but with
can.
Bad applesauce, you're missing it.
Yeah, where the heck is she at?
She's actually headed home in a cab. She can call.
You call in while in route. She ain't got to talk to the
hell
cab
no.
Driver.
Depending
but
on which
couple,
listen.
Stuff.
No, depend. You
say, tell her, get her ass up here and do what she's supposed
no,
to be
listen,
doing.
No, listen. Depending on which airport you're coming from, you need to pay attention. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Depending on which airport. So, but I can understand why you said the pole, Big Red. I get you.
Yeah.
Because women do some crazy shit for some dick.
Yeah, like I feel the pole because, like I said, it's I don't know, something about the pole, like you said, women just, like, really go crazy over. Like, they really, like, literally, and I'm going to say from my experience, yeah, I've thought about doing things to other females because of the pole.
Yeah, you know.
Shut up and stop laughing at me. Out of my ear.
I'm sorry.
Let's see, I'm trying to think the last time I ever. See, you know what? But see, and this is what I'm saying. I can understand why you're saying that. That I get. I absolutely get it. But just like in your experience and my experiences, you got to remember, I spent more time with guys than I've ever spent with women.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen the fellas do some crazy shit for a piece of ass, and I'm like, bruh.
Oh, true.
Really?
Okay, but see with dudes, the things that they do are more of I think it's more of like being competitive with it. Like, it's more like, I'm not gonna say that they won't do nothing crazy, but it's more like a competitive thing. With women, it's just like, it's just something about that. It's not even competitive. It's just that, that's mine. Like, they just said, that's mine. Like, they just, that's how you think.
And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, because I've seen dudes mark their territory. It's not so. It's not that they're competitive. The guys that, again, these are the guys that I've been around.
Territorial.
They're very territorial. And not for nothing, they will do anything to mark, to keep that territory. That piece of land, that piece of grass, that nice, trim piece of grass. Honey, I have seen girl by. Woo!
She said girl by.
I have seen damn near civil wars start over a piece of box. And I'm like, dude, you can get it anywhere. It's
right,
not
brother,
that serious.
Brother,
listen,
against brother.
Listen, I got all right. I got to step in. Got to step in the middle of the ring now. All right. Listen. Listen. And listen good.
Oh, Lord.
There is really no such thing. Even though I say it, I'm guilty of saying it. There is really no such thing as really just get it anywhere. Because what you're getting sometimes doesn't always get you. Got it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you can listen. Yeah, ass is in abundance. The pole is in abundance. But the whole thing, well, see, you got women out there that will not give up the box. But you got dudes out there that will just give up the pole. Like, oh, yeah, what? Yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah,
I got you. But you know what I'm saying? So the pole is more of a commodity than the box.
But see, with you, particular box that they trying to lock that down, or they want that, yeah, it's that's, yeah. I could see you saying that, like. They don't
want to
get it from anybody. Like, they know that my thing is, they know they can get it from anybody, but if it's a particular box that they know that they like, they not going to want to get it from anybody.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't think dudes can always get it from every woman. Because you have women out there that will just, like, shut down the store.
Well, that's not entirely true. Real talk, that depends. But now we're getting into a different realm. Because
what?
You there are
what?
Guys. Hello?
Yeah.
No, hello?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hello. Okay.
Because there are certain guys that actually have the gift of gab so well that they actually can't. And apparently there's a lot of them these days. That can pretty much slam it whenever they want. Now, is it quality? I'm going to probably say not.
Yeah, right,
but,
right.
Well,
you know, but
well, okay.
But see,
but
now this is
a
different subject. This is a different subject, because if you're talking quality, no, quality cannot be bought and sold easily on the open market.
But quality is part of the thing of which is stronger. Because, all right, listen, you can have some quality bots, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know any dude that shuns the juice, okay?
Yeah.
I've coined the phrase, do not run off with it, do not try to sell it, because I've coined
it
already.
I don't see it copying it, though.
The juice.
Boom.
The juice.
The juice.
All right? I'm not talking about OJ. OJ has nothing
to do with it. I was
about to
say, the last time we heard that,
the juice.
The brother got away with murder.
So that means the poll wins. But anyway,
God.
No juice. No dude. I've never heard any dude talk about, oh, I like a dry box. No. There's no escaping the juice. Especially if there's some serious juice going on there. Like,
right.
Really? Like, there's power. There's some serious Jedi power when it comes down to that juice thing. It's a straight mind control. Like, there's dudes out there that engraves. You know, sad to say, over some box.
Right, but I feel, okay, but I feel with the pole, I don't know. But it's juice
well,
coming
now,
out the pole. Look, it's juice that comes out the pole, too, you know.
Yeah, but
it's not the same.
For some women,
it is a highly addictive thing. Don't get it twisted, but... The juice that falls out of the box for a guy
yeah,
is like heaven
on Earth.
Just opened up the gate. And
yeah, you know what that's like?
Swimming
now,
in...
I got you, Nika. It's okay. Going to the gym. It's like going to the gym, being on a treadmill for like 30 minutes. No water in sight. No, you can have no water. You just dry. As a matter of fact, I got one better. Walking through the damn desert for like 2 miles. No water. It's like 110 degrees. And as soon as somebody give you water, it's the best to taste. Water tastes like steak. So damn good.
Okay.
Especially all if right. June ain't had it in forever.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
Sometimes it doesn't even taste forever because it's like,
listen,
it's
for a guy,
describe,
24
like
hours is forever.
Feeling. Yeah,
exactly.
No, not all.
No,
keep their exposure.
85%.
Nah,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, well,
Okay. Let me be fair. Let me be fair with those numbers. 70%.
I would say probably like 75. 70, 75.
Okay.
Percent.
That's what it is.
I mean, it's sad that it actually shuts down. It has the capability of shutting down other brain functions. You know, when
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you know, especially if it's like juice in abundance to the point where like everybody's slipping out the bed. But, you know, hey.
You talking
you
about
know,
a super squirter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's so. Yeah, like.
Once
you
get that, forget it. It's a wrap.
Yeah, like,
and
you know.
And not for nothing, that is a stroke of a man's ego, big time.
Yep, big time. Oh my God.
Well,
definitely.
It can be because some of them equate that with like, you know, I did.
I'm
that.
The man.
Yeah, I'm the man because I was able to make her, you know, do all this and that. And sometimes that's not always the case.
No, and I was about to say, and the flip side of that is she probably was just backed up. She needed
true.
The maintenance man.
She needed that little plumber.
You know?
Plumber.
And she got it, and she good now. She
true.
Ready to bounce, and he like, but shorty, I'm saying, she's like, nah, I'm good. My pipes are clean.
Yep, my pipes are clean.
Yeah, but how many, but see, you don't really find too many women like that around too much anymore. Well, especially in like in the older age bracket. Because they wanna cuddle, they wanna hug, they wanna talk.
I don't know about all that.
They want somebody. Like I want somebody to love. But once again,
check out time. It's 2 o'clock.
That's a rare case. You're a rarity.
Well, no. You have to understand. Well, I put it to you like this. Now I remember when I was single. Oh boy, do I remember when I was single.
The views of Mika do not reflect everybody else up here.
All I'm saying is when I was single, listen, I was like Angie's List. I was making sure that that plumber was over.
Yo, she said Angie's List. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Oh,
right.
Well, Angie's List. Wait a minute. Well,
that's the site
you
use. I'll tell you
with
what Angie's List is.
No,
you're thinking Adam and Eve. Angie's List is what Angie's List is. Angie's List is a reputable website where you can rate people that do that do like landscaping and plumbing
and housework and all that.
And housework and yeah.
Oh, really?
I was
rating people. You hired them, right?
So I was calling in plumbers and rating them. And then passing the word along.
Oh, my name ain't nowhere up there.
Well,
you
ain't never come. Listen. No. This was my Angie's List.
Oh, everybody has like their own?
Yeah. Every female has her own.
Every female has their own.
Oh, I'm lost. Are you? Wait, you're not giving up any value secrets, are you? Because I don't want you to get.
Am I giving up any what now?
No. Value
no,
secrets. Like, you ain't giving them none. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want you to go to work and everybody throw donuts.
Nah. Please.
All right.
But notice I said when I was single.
Yeah, I get that. We
when
you were single.
See, when you're when you're single, it's a different ball game.
Yeah.
You can pretty much, you know, you can call a plumber in at any time of the day or night to come clean those pipes.
But here's the drawback.
The drawback is when the services have been rendered and you're like, okay, I don't need you again, the plumbers sometimes don't want to leave.
Right.
And that's when.
That's foolish. That's foolish.
Yeah, because my thinking back then was this. If I call you, I need you. If I don't call you, don't worry about it.
Right.
But don't stalk me either.
Right, but don't be calling me asking, do I need my pipes cleaned today? No,
yeah,
I don't.
But see, that's your fault. That's your
fault. How is it our fault? How is that?
Listen. Was what y'all women be picking. Listen. You just can't be messing, dancing on any pole. You can't just dance on any pole. You never know if a couple of screws is loose, and so you jump on it, it's just falling down. You never know what might happen.
But sometimes not for nothing, that freaking plaster be hot in them freaking holes that be falling open later on. sometimes the plumber be having some good ass plaster. He be using some good ass fucking sealant on that bitch.
See,
Gorilla Glue is a motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm sticking with my original statement. The box is stronger.
Gorilla Glue.
Okay. I mean, I got you. I got you. Because it's like you said, like the pole thing. Now, you got some guys that, you know, can put the smash down with the pole. They can do what they need to do. And I've seen some women.
Who say fucking mind.
Stupid. Yeah, I've seen some women.
Right, but I think, right, uh-huh.
Matter of fact, I remember one famous fight. When I used to work at the World Trade, I was 107 floors up. Mm-hmm. It was some years ago, of course. It was a party for Foxy Brown that was up at Windows on the World.
Mm.
And a fight broke out between two chicks over some dude. Now, mind you, you're 107 floors up.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody went over?
Oh, no. You couldn't break it. No, you don't understand. After once it was on. So just imagine you got a crowd of people in a bar 107 stories up, and there's only one elevator really to get downstairs. And you got glasses flying, you got champagne bottles, you got champagne on the floor, people slipping. Everybody just started a little wild. And I'm like, wow, over some meat? Over a man?
Yeah.
Wow.
And especially when the meat don't belong to you.
Yeah, girl, bye. That's where the side chick comes.
That's what I mean when the meat don't. It's women. That's what I mean by that. When the meat don't. When with women, if the meat don't belong, if it's a meat that don't belong to that woman and all of that stuff, that's when the fight. You know, that's when they really like get real crazy with it. Dudes is like, well, she don't belong to me anyway. And that's where their thinking comes in with, oh, I can get it from somebody else. If she not going to give it to me, or if she got a man, or blah, 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 whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then she's mine.
Yeah, but nowadays, you got dudes trying to claim shit that ain't theirs. You the side dude. Like, you the side dude.
Right,
you
but see,
say
that
side that
dude,
mine.
See, that thing, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, when we were talking about the label thing. People are putting these labels out there now. Before, it wasn't no damn side dude or side chick. You didn't have those things back in the day.
Well, they had, mistress and, you know.
The other man. That's what
it was,
Bigelow or whatever.
Yeah,
now it's this side dude. And then with the side dude, now they got the definition of it. It's like, come on.
Because
y'all fucking with all that.
You know why? Because the sad part is it's become acceptable.
Right.
So it's like, well, why not label it? I mean, it's been that way for years, but now it's just become more of an acceptable thing.
Right.
I mean, right. You know, it's kind of crazy that it is, but, you know, especially if you're talented with your pole, you're going to be in demand. You know. is this bad applesauce?
Yeah.
Bad applesauce.
Going on,
AKA
girly girl.
The agenda, a.k.a. Nicole.
What's up?
Oh, no. Now the conversation will go left.
Yep.
It's not going to go left.
It's
going to
go left, right, up, down,
formation.
I got you, Nick.
With the pole, and I just started laughing.
I got you, girl. I got you. I got you.
Oh, Lord.
Listen.
I'm on your side.
How was your vacay?
Oh, my God. It was beautiful.
You not see the pictures?
Yes.
Yeah, but pictures don't tell the whole story.
Now you got to see the sister.
Now I got what?
I said, now you saw the sister. She do exist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wait, I missed that. Wait, I missed something. What happened? Now I got what? A Jewish sister?
I said, now you get to see the sister. I said, she does exist.
Your sister?
That person's sister.
Will you talk about who? Wait, her sister or Nicole? Who's black? We know you're a sister. What's your point?
Okay, Nick, can you please?
I'm glad you understood.
You know I understood. Could you please explain it to him via text so he understands? Because clearly,
I will.
Okay,
I will.
Clearly,
him being Chocolate City then went to his head and he done forgot his marbles.
Let me find out. He's doing some striptease and stuff.
I ain't Chocolate City. I'm just Chocolate Borough right now. Not Chocolate City.
Whatever Chocolate City.
I'm just the Borough. The Borough.
Whatever.
The Borough.
Chocolate Borough.
Okay.
Borough to Borough.
Okay.
Send me
text
to that. I couldn't understand it. I'm sorry. But
you so slow today. What's wrong with you?
I'm just relaxed mode. I ain't had a drink yet, so.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I got drinks.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. You making liquor and licking Oreos.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
What kind of liquor?
It was.
Yeah, look
vanilla,
now. I bet you your ear don't hurt now, Big Red. Your ear don't hurt now.
I heard that.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Red. It was vanilla vodka and some, what you call it, that Malibu rum.
Really?
Yes, inside of, it's called the Drunken Oreo.
Oh, wow, that sounds good.
It was delicious.
Mm.
So we have to make those when we leave in July, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, we're going to have Brother B make it. We're going to have him slave in the kitchen.
You said when you leave?
We're leaving
in July?
Me and Nikki are spending a weekend away in July.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Y'all going away in July? Where y'all going?
Yep. We are
going
to spend a weekend with extremely hot guys.
We're going to go touch some men. I know
what
I am.
That are not your significant others?
Pretty much.
What?
She said, I know I am.
I'm single. I'm going to be touching someone else's significant other.
Listen, I don't care. I'll be single that weekend. How's that?
Yes.
Oh,
I'll be single for a full 96 hours.
Listen, don't get yourself in trouble now.
I can't.
You just posted 5 hours. I can't
get in trouble.
Listen, covert ops.
I put it to you. No. See, here's what your problem is, because I'm going to be open. He already knows what I'm going to do.
Y'all going to a nudie bar? Y'all going to a nudie
bar
or something?
Okay, Nick, I might as well tell him. No, we're going to
Texas.
No, he didn't know. We are going to the
Super.
We're going to the Supernatural Convention.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What's that?
I knew I had to.
Big Red. Yes. Yes. It is a TV show with nothing but you guys on it.
Supernatural. Yes. Oh, that show.
Yes.
Yes, we're gonna
Supernatural.
Go take pictures and touch them. I know I am.
Yes,
oh.
Girl, you and me both. Listen,
yes.
I'm trying. Listen, I'm trying to get my.
I'm
so do I. Listen, I'm trying to get
yeah,
my. Listen, I'm trying
so
to
you,
get.
So you, so you can look at their poles.
So
why not?
Why not?
I'm gonna ask him what he's gonna do for a Klondike bar. What you talking about?
You know what?
You know, maybe I should change the rating. With this show, because I know next week is going to be ridiculous.
I don't know why you just
don't
keep
do that. It's
why don't you just keep it at MA?
Hmm. That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Why
well, rate
it? Make it an MA
no,
rating.
Next,
your audience
not next week.
They got
you
a rated
you know,
rating.
Rate if they like it.
You know what?
This
next
show,
week
believe
is,
it or not, this used to be a PG-13 show.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, okay.
Can you rate shows rated X?
Exactly.
Can we?
Rated,
no, yes. No, you can rate it private. You can rate it private.
Oh, private. Oh, they don't have
private,
rated X
yeah.
no more.
No,
private
no,
is fine. We can rate it
yeah.
18 and older. That's fine.
Yeah, because next
that's right.
18. You already know what next week is.
Well, I'd say 12, but that might be bad. Part
what's
two.
Next well, next right. next week, you guys asked for it, so we're gonna do it. Does size matter? That's what.
Oh,
next
okay.
week's topic. It's part two.
Guys, yeah, that's part two. Even I knew that.
Oh, okay.
I'm a loser.
All right.
Yeah. So, now.
So, back to the box and the pole.
Yes.
Or the pole and the box.
The pole and the
box. Yes, I want to hear about this pole, Brother B. Hey, what were you saying?
No, I'm just saying, listen. Just the,
wait, wait.
Listen,
but wait, wait. Here's the question.
What?
Hey, here's
up?
The question.
Oh,
has your pole driven a woman to insanity?
And.
Yes.
I'm going to answer
and don't
very
no
delicate,
either.
Delicately.
There's no delicate way
will,
to look.
I will not confirm nor deny.
Look, Billy Clinton.
Any
exactly.
Billy Clinton. You ain't in office no
you
more.
You ain't
plead
no fit the fief.
All you got to do is answer yay or nay.
No, I didn't plead the fifth. I didn't plead the fifth.
Just,
I just
say
said,
yes or no. That's all.
Just yay or nay.
What did I just say?
You what? Said you will not confirm
no,
nor deny.
That you did not have sexual relations with that woman. No, no, I don't hear that.
Big Red, listen, Big Red, don't let me.
You confirming or
end.
Denying is
I,
not. Listen, you confirming or denying is not answering the question. The question is a simple question. It's either yay or nay. I'm not asking for her name.
Listen, all right, first of all, when it comes down to the whole situation, I don't think it could be the pole or it could be a combination of things. It could be the position. It could be just the whole
stop,
situation.
That's not
thing.
Answering the question.
You're going too
listen,
much into
stop,
detail.
Listen,
you would
stop
have,
pussy
you
footing.
Have, you would have
stop
to
pussy
ask.
Footing.
You would have to ask.
No. Stop pussy footing and answer the question.
How can I answer that question honestly if I truly don't know? Like, I'm not one of those.
How do you not know if a chick is
gone
psycho?
You should know because if a woman,
if you go to your car and she's standing there waiting for you, so about hey baby, all right, and
well,
she was
all right, Mika,
come on,
and Big Red, Mika and Big Red, both know that we have had conversations in the past that have already answered your questions.
Well, I haven't, so
not, and therefore you need to tell her.
Well, that's what the text message is for, damn it. Now, moving
no,
on.
No. See. Now you're being a bitch.
How are you going to say that's what text message is for? Now, listen,
see, now
Lord,
you're
going to.
Wait. I have to say this, and don't be mad, Big Red and Nick, but I'm going to say this. Now you're being a girl. Brother B, you're being a girl.
How
did that happen?
Because Nick doesn't know what me and Big Red know. So it's a, so now
exactly.
again, you know the answer. We Big Red know
the
answer.
What was the question? What was the question?
Oh God!
No, see, I'm gonna do it again.
I got amnesia.
Has your pole?
Has
do you
your
know
pole
if
driven anybody
driven a girl crazy? Has your pole driven a girl? Now me and Big Red already know the answer to this, but
define
for Nick
crazy.
And the others that don't know, boy, stop
define
playing
crazy.
With me. Don't know how to act.
Did you say define crazy?
Don't know how to act.
Please.
sending you text messages, calling you up all hours of the day and night. So about come here, I'm free, blah, 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 yakety smackety, meet me at the spot, yakety smackety.
Oh, okay.
What are you doing?
Wow. I will say this.
Yo, Nick, are you drunk or high? I'm just curious. Please tell me you're drunk.
She got some because that drunken.
Okay,
drunken chocolate chip now.
Okay, because I feel bad if I was the only one that was imbibing in the alcohol and enjoying it. Okay.
No, listen. I will say.
Oh God, here comes Mr. Politically Correct.
Listen, you're damn right. I have had some interesting situations.
So the answer is yes. Okay.
In the past, yes.
Right.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
All right. So
well,
check this out.
You
do you like sending pictures to the females you're dealing with? Dick pic.
Huh?
Oh. Wait. Rephrase.
Said, do you send dick pic?
Oh, wait a minute.
There's a question.
Oh, damn.
Listen. You.
I've total silence. I'm a because my thing is, if I'm messing with a dude, like, I need to see. I'm visual. Like, I'm freaky. Like, I could wake up one morning and may send you a titty or may send you, you know.
Dudes is good for that because they always want to see our stuff, and then when you tell, you know, they always want us to show them.
First of all,
listen,
I don't want
my
no
phone
damn picture.
My phone will blow up with the penises I have in my phone. But
listen,
I just want to know that.
Girl, preach.
Hello,
I just
want to know.
I don't need to see the pictures. I don't want pictures. If I got to see something, I want to see it right there.
No, but that's not what she asked. Did you send
dick pictures?
Have I?
Either one.
Whichever one you want to say. Have you or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
There's a possibility I may have sent the picture.
How long is this question?
What do you mean a possibility?
Why do I feel like Hillary Clinton on at Senate? Like, yo, what the
hell? Because this is Benghazi, damn it. This is Benghazi, motherfucker.
No, he didn't.
I didn't so turn into the questions. Ask Brother B. What is this, advice?
I'm saying, all right. Here's what it is. We are the Senate. You are Hillary Clinton, and we are asking about Benghazi.
Oh,
so
shit.
Answer the question.
I ain't never. Because
we done seen the email.
I can't get it back.
Wait a minute. Wait, Walt. I was just curious. You know, this inquiry month wanted to know.
For real, just give us the goods.
No possibility.
It's either yes or no.
I answered the question. I said
no. You said there's a possibility. No. Listen. Stop being a girl.
It's either you did or you did.
Exactly. Be real. Stop being, you know, just be real.
Yeah,
with
I did it,
like,
before.
You,
damn it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I did it.
Yo, it's like, you know, dude, seriously,
it
took you like 20 minutes to just answer one question.
Dude, seriously,
you did a long time ago, so that's not part of your regimen.
But what do
you, like, if you like dealing with a female, wouldn't that like be something that just like, oh, you know, I need to send her my shit.
Yeah,
not every woman is with that. But if it's a particular female that you're dealing with. And, you know, y'all may have already had y'all sexual relations or whatever. And you say, well, you know, let me just send her something just to give her a little incentive for the day. You know, like,
exactly.
Yeah. Like,
there's nothing like waking up to a dick penis on the iPhone. Ooh,
I ain't talking about just some random problem. I'm talking about if you and the person are in a relationship and y'all have dealt with each other before. And, yeah, that's different.
Yeah. If they got cool or whatever. Yeah, listen. Hey, good morning. If you can't put a bow on it.
Right. I mean, you know, I've done it, you know, a dude that I was dealing with, and, you know, I would send him little pictures while he was at work or whatever, you know, so.
Okay. We family. We're family,
what?
Damn it.
Listen, and now how do you expect us to have a show like this and talk about it if we ain't going to talk about it? I understand all that.
Yeah, seriously, dude. Dude, stop.
You made me
listen. Listen, get your panties out of the bunch.
Didn't you say your ear hurt?
Uncork your panties,
stupid. You said, don't your ear hurt.
Uncork your panties.
He said, don't your ear hurt.
Y'all are crazy.
Fuck you talking. Go take 5 minutes. Go drink some water. And put the look in your ear. Look at
oh
you.
Oh my God.
Okay, but you know what? You know what? We've been bantering back and forth, and we didn't ask Nick. Nick, what's stronger, the pole or the box?
I don't know, because a lot of people say it's the women, but you got some men out there fucking females over too with that shit. So
no. In your opinion. Based on your experience in this crazy place we call life, what do you believe and or feel?
I don't know.
Yes, she's not. Don't speak. Wait. Hold up. Brother B, don't start with that sexual terrorist stuff, because me and Nick will get you. Nick, grab the bullet. We're going to go to Brother B right now. Grab the bullet. Grab the bullet in the battle.
Grab the bullet.
From the things I've seen and heard, the poll, I'll tell you why. Women have lost home. Women have lost themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of shit over dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah, I see.
You know, a lot of women have been in relationships, and I was one of them who shouldn't have been in a relationship just because the dick was awesome. Had no business being with the motherfucker, but was there because the dick was just like calling you. It's just
but
like,
wait a minute, wait, so it wasn't emotional? It wasn't any emotional thing. It was just physical.
It was the dick was magical.
Mm.
I told the dude, I don't like you, but I like what your penis do.
Mm.
Okay. Nice.
Yes, I've heard that before from with females saying that, you know, the dude they can't stand, but it's what he's working with is what they can do.
And I've never experienced that before. I never thought I would experience it, but I have. I've heard people say that.
Yeah, I have
and
too.
I was like, retarded until I came across it. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, this is what they were saying. Yeah.
Okay,
it's
so
just,
I've put,
yeah.
But
wow,
have
so
had,
I've pretty much,
you?
I have, I've been denied. My
wait,
whole life
has been
alive.
I don't know. It just seems like the pole is stronger.
My life has been alive.
Somebody you don't like.
That's a good question. How do you?
Well, it happens.
It happens.
Oh, okay.
At first, I liked him, but then I realized he wasn't really shit, but I still liked the penis. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm not doing this and that for you, later for you. Just give me the penis. Because there's a lot of, it's very hard. I don't know about other women, but it's very hard to climax from penetration.
Fair enough.
You understand? And
yes.
Knowing that one person can do it every time, when hardly other men couldn't, that was like a lotto. You know what I'm saying?
So, wait a minute. I got to stop you right there, because now I got to ask something real quick. Before you continue, define climax.
Orgasm through penetration, in and out. And I'm not talking about the tongue. Because if I want tongue, I can be a lesbian. I want to come with the penis going in and out. And that is very hard. It's not easy.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. I get it. I could dig it.
However, you can't deny that the combination of the tongue and the pole does help.
Nah, man.
That's right.
The tongue, whatever. I mean, it's all right, but it's nothing like a good pipe that can just get the job done. You know.
See, another person that calls a plumber from Angie's List. See? And she has her own Angie's List.
Because you got the plumber and you got the maintenance man. The plumber just lays you down, but the maintenance man fixes everything.
See? Nikki has her own Angie's List.
Yep.
See?
I told you, every woman has her own
Angie's
list.
We have our own Angie's list.
I'm just taking notes.
I wonder how many Angie's list Brother B is on.
Hey. Wait, first of all, is this something on the internet, or is this just like your personal pen and pad list?
As I told you before, Angie's List is a legitimate site for, like, contractors and landscapers and stuff like that. It's a real site for stuff like that.
Oh, you have to sign up to stuff like that. I've never signed up.
Yes. Okay. However, we women, we have our own personal, each woman has her own personal Angie's List that she uses to rate her plumber and or maintenance man or both.
Uh-huh.
Or the few others that she calls in when those two fail to show up for duty. Or they just
mm-hmm.
don't finish the job properly.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because you got, it's crazy because too bad that one man can't do everything. Because normally that man that can lay that pipe down
is an asshole.
Normally the one that's not affectionate in certain areas. There's certain things he can't do. So that's why you need two. You know, you got that one who can do, who's good at that foreplay, who know how to work those hands. And you're like, yeah. You know, but then his typing is probably not all that. But then you got that other one.
Big Red, get off
the
phone.
Like, yeah.
Why I got to go outside? Why I got to get off the phone?
Get your medicine kicking in. Well, all right, so
you stupid. He said,
Brother B, I think Brother B just can't handle it anymore.
No. I can handle it because let me ask this question. So, and now I get that what you're saying about the whole, like, because I've heard some women say before, like, you know, his pole game is good, but I want more. Or his pole game on that ain't all that good, but this guy's fun game is, or this guy know how to do this, or this guy treats me like that. So what happens when you find that 20% that kind of exists in that 20?
Oh, the unicorn?
20, yeah. Well, the whole thing is, yeah, that percentage that just adds up in the one dude. Like, you have the dude that does the foreplay. You have the dude that, you know, has the pole game and the tongue game, and then after that gets up and brings you a drink and make you a sandwich and ask you, you know, like, even though we know he's just physical, hey, I'm just calling to check on you, see how you're doing, da-da-da, this and this and that and that.
Wait a second. Let me understand this. You're talking about the magic unicorn, the one guy that can do all of that in one.
That's not part of that. He's not out there.
The
you're
unicorn?
Right.
Listen, ladies, it's a unicorn. We've heard the myth. We've heard about the rainbows and the sprinkles and the sunshine when he's around.
That sucker ain't out there.
But my thing is, I don't care about all that. If he's all a good dude, and I don't mind. But you know, nowadays dudes don't want a relationship. All right, so they want to use us. So I'm gonna use you. Fuck me and get out.
Okay, I get that. So Big Red and Mika.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, I've spoken to before about things
mm-hmm.
in the past. Where does that put me?
You're the unicorn.
You're the unicorn, and guess what? We family, so guess what?
It's not. You gotta understand something. You're the unicorn. Brother B, wait, no. Ladies, we got, okay, let's be real. Brother B, you're the unicorn, but you're the unicorn that, honestly, none of us want because, ew, you're family, so ew.
Well, thank you. I feel like doo-doo now. But anyway, go on.
You're the unicorn. Listen, you're the unicorn for all the other chicks in this universe but us.
But my whole thing is, I don't, like, somebody like me wouldn't even define it like that. I would just
but that's what the reality.
Like me being who I am.
No, but see, you got to understand, you're
know,
a rare breed.
One thing, I don't know if it's like, not to cut across, but I don't know if it's one thing more than the other, you know what I'm saying, that makes up whatever you guys may be looking for.
Okay, and again,
considering the fact that we know you and we know what your situation is kind of like, I'm going to actually be PC as I say this. Oh, my God. We know the situation. So, therefore, we already know that you are that unicorn that is off limits to us, clearly, because, ooh, no one does incest over here. But to everyone else, it's awesome because you're their unicorn. You're that one guy that is everything in one.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, you're the missus. You're, now, see, the problem is that they didn't make more of you.
Right.
Well, this
and the more of you, and the more of you that they did make, they're probably either married. They're probably married, or they don't live around me. Look, they don't live around me, so I don't see them. So.
Or they're dead. Let's be a little reasonable.
Yeah,
they're
or dead.
Yeah, kind of rough, but okay.
He said dead.
But it's the reality.
Oh,
listen, it's the reality.
But it's the truth, though.
But it's the reality for every woman on the face of the earth. It is what it is, and this is why women are the way that they are.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me rephrase. Real women, this is why real women are the way that they are. Because real women, they're not looking for it, but when it happens, they know what to do to keep it. They don't fuck that up. A real woman won't fuck that up.
Right.
Now,
but it seems like the real women are not getting it. It seems like, you know, it seems like the real women are getting the bullshit, man, and these little broke down bitches are getting these decent dudes. Like,
right. Yeah.
Well,
you know
why?
You know,
I'm gonna tell you why.
Why do we have to go through the briar patch?
Brother B gonna break it down. He gonna break down.
Okay,
yeah,
let's see why we got to go through the briar patch.
Okay, because I think in my opinion, why the good women are kind of like
kissing toads.
Well, yeah, because you have some dudes out there, and I must admit, some men out there that really are not up for the challenge when it comes down to, like, a real woman. Like, a real woman
intimidation
is not perfect. A real woman is going, in my opinion, is going to give you some resistance. A real woman
absolutely
is not going to kiss your ass and tell you, yeah, I'll do whatever you say. A real woman is going to have your back, but she's going to let you know when you're fucking up.
Right.
Why my ex was a cheating son of a bitch because he couldn't handle that. Okay. See, it all makes sense.
Some cats, they don't want that because they want the yes person.
Yeah, they want the chick to just be like, yes, baby, uh-huh,
And that's the whole thing because it's like, as a man, and I will speak this for myself or as a black man, there's enough challenges going on out here. The last thing some of them want to have to deal with is a challenge at home. See, me personally, I don't care because it's like, you know, without struggle, there can be no progress. Like, you can't have, I'm not trying to have the perfect household, but I'd be damned if I'm going to have a woman that's going to tell me yes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I ask her opinion, yes. And it's like, no,
right,
son, you got to keep it real with me.
Right.
But some dude, there's some men out there that just, they don't want that.
They don't want to get the truth. I had a guy tell me that I talk too much or something like that, or I come at him too much. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
I had one too much.
Okay. And then, now me and Big Red have been through this to an extent because my ex actually had the audacity to tell me that I was too defiant for him.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to say, something like that, like I'm too defiant.
Real men
don't realize that we don't need them, we want them.
And
but
that,
real men don't back down
exactly
from.
No,
real
they
men
don't.
Don't back down from the women from with strong personalities,
mm-hmm,
because that's what a real man wants. Somebody that's, you know,
will challenge him, but not
like,
make his life difficult.
Right.
Exactly.
See, and that's
or emasculate him.
Rather. Or emasculate, exactly. And see, now that's the difference. That's the these are all very fine lines.
Yeah, now see them other little chicks out there, they ass kisses. Just as long as they get what they want, as long as they get what they want, they get a little money in their pocket, they get their hair done, they get nails, feet done. Like, I don't care what he do, as long as he giving me this, this, that, and the third, they want to run with that. Why? Because they're sitting back, letting them be, letting the women, the, they're walking all over these women.
Yep.
And that's what they want to continue, and it feeds their ego.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me being in a relationship, I'm not, I don't have ego. I don't need the ego. Because it's not conducive, you know what I'm saying, to progression. Some cats don't see it that way. They want to be able to control. They want to tell a woman what to do, how to do it. Like, yo, I want my eggs in the morning. As soon as I come in the house, like, listen, I don't give a damn if you cook or not, because I know how to do it myself.
Right.
I know that's right.
But some dudes, they want to be coddled. So, of course,
when
they don't
find
that woman that's coddling them, like, look at Nicole. You can roll over to Nicole in the morning. Oh, babe. Baby, can I get in the cold? Like, listen, I don't feel like making shit. Why don't you make me some French toast?
Hello.
and a dude, and some other dude would be like, oh yeah, I gotta go. Like, I gotta
right.
go.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, she ain't gonna do
but,
what I
but, but in my opinion, a real man gonna be like, you know, you can kick rock. What you want with your French toast, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like that.
That's right. That's
that
right.
That's how it should be.
Right.
But that
ain't gonna
know. Yeah, exactly. Now, some dudes that are mesmerized by the box, yeah, they make you French toast. They'll make you this. They'll do, you know what I'm saying? They'll do all that.
Mm-hmm.
They might beat somebody for you too. But then there's some chicks out there. They get the pole, and assassination.
They
all
next thing you know, they on World Star.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, exactly.
World
but
Star.
But it's the truth. It's the ass, and that's the shame of it. But it's still.
And you know what?
It's, you know what? And I got to say this now. This is like that whole what came first, the chicken or the egg. We're never, ever going to get a definitive answer because when you really look at the scales of everything, and I don't believe I'm saying this, but it's the truth, it's kind of balanced. And the respect honestly, when you really look at it, the scales are kind of balanced because no matter which way you look at it, you know, you're going to have an equal amount of freaking people, men and women. You're going to have an equal amount of women that are going to freaking lose their fucking minds to ride a pole. And you're going to have a bunch of dudes that will freaking kill their freaking mama to jump in the box.
But let me ask you this. But, all right, now we talk about the pole, we talk about the box, but we sure, is there anything else that possibly comes with it? Because, all right, you got the pole, but then when it comes down to the whole thing with sex, there's positions, or is it just the intimacy in general? Is there a difference between the intimacy and the pole, or is it really like all in one? Like, what makes it more fascinating?
I think it's all in one. I think it's the intimacy and the pole and everything that goes with it, because once again, as you're doing a sexual activity, whether it's man or woman, it's what you're saying. It's what you say. It's how that person is making you feel at the time.
I was about to say, don't talk to me.
Well, you know, sometimes it could be the actual act of, and like I said, it could be who the person is, like who the actual person is that they're doing it with. Because like you can get pulled from somebody else, and it doesn't feel the same as you getting pulled from the person that you really want it from.
I don't know. I've heard of that before. I think in the experiences of my misadventures.
You had a comic book on you. The
misadventures of Tamika. You know, I think it's really one of those things where if there are emotions involved, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, because at the end of the day, you know, there are things that you're willing to kind of glaze over in certain respects just because you're emotionally attached. Okay?
But emotions can't give you an orgasm.
Actually, they can. Let me explain.
Oh, shit. You put my earphones in deeper.
Yeah. I'm not even touching that right now. Have mercy. Let me explain. If you and that person are actually really connected on an emotional level, and you're really, and I say this, if you're really feeling each other, and I don't mean just hands, guys. I mean, if you're really feeling that person, that climax, that orgasm, means so much more to you on that spiritual level. It literally takes you to a spiritual level.
Right.
If you're emotionally connected to that person.
Or it could be just two people who enjoy sex and enjoy giving pleasure. Can also
well, you know what?
Because
but again,
that's your problem. That,
shut up, Brother B.
You need
Nikki, I got him, Nick. Don't sweat, B. I got him. But that's if you're emotionally attached.
I'm just keeping it 100 because, like I said, there's the maintenance and then there's the plumber. You know what I mean? And
but
I,
then again,
honestly, the plumber is the one that you know is more gentle and whatever. But however, the maintenance man is the one that just knows what he's doing. It ain't got nothing to do with no emotions and all that bullshit.
But that's my point.
I said what he do, and I enjoy what I do, and together we make fireworks. That's it.
But you know what? Sometimes it's not even like that. Because honestly, and I love that, by the way, Nick. That's awesome. But there are those type of sexual relationships where, you know, one can be explosive. And one person can be that explosive, and the other person is just like,
is
yeah, you know what? Shut up. We're like, are you done yet? Because I want to do my nails.
All
right. And that's the person that you like, oh, my God, you can't have sex with. Like,
but see,
and
you tried that one time, and you already know whether or not you want to give them a call in like a day or two, like,
yeah,
so my pipes need more cleaning.
All right, well, let me ask you something, Nick. Let me ask a question. Nick, Bad Applesauce, a.k.a. The Agenda.
There he go. At least you got an upgrade from the other one he used to call you.
Now,
what's up, Brother P?
This dude, this individual who had the pole that, you know, that you were kind of mesmerized by, what did he allow any... how can I put? Did he allow you to put any of his your toys on him?
That's the one who I raped. That's the one I took full, and I could do whatever the fuck I want. It was free. It was like, yo, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But for the record, he's still a scumbag. Okay, I just feel like saying that. Okay.
Yeah, he's still a scumbag.
You know, listen, the pole will only get you but so far. Yeah, a woman will stick around, but eventually she'll leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, because sometimes douchery is just too great, you know? Sometimes you can't deal with the douchery.
Yeah.
And he was an asshat. I got to tell you, he was an asshat.
I mean, my thing is this. I don't think...
deserve her. Oh, sorry.
But, Mika, who are you talking about?
That
motherfucker sucked in bed.
Oh, he did?
I thought.
Ew.
Like
oh, God.
He did not know
what
to do with his
dick. Really?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Oh, my God.
I did not enjoy sex until I left him. Okay, I was dead inside and the outside.
But you know what the sad part is? I know what you need.
You need some piano to that.
But you know what? I know what you mean because, and you know what? Here's the bullshit though. Because Nick, you know how I know what you mean because I experienced it.
Hold on, once I left my ex.
Yeah.
3054.
You're on with the menu.
Uh-oh.
Is this what I think it is?
Uh-oh.
I think so.
There's a magical unicorn. To another level.
Hot dog.
Wow, jam time.
Hey, you know. I'm too busy cleaning baby bottles over here, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, we hear the water running.
Oh, you got duty.
Yeah.
You got duty.
But before I say something, I want to say something to Nicole. Welcome back. I'm very upset with you. You've been teasing me on Facebook for a very long time.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're back.
Put your stuff on.
Who's she talking to?
I have a teenager at home. something you won't experience for a couple of years. I have a teenager that does chores.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
But hater.
I'm always a hater.
Sorry, DJ.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna hear you.
I'm just trying to, you know, understand.
Well, Hot Rod.
Certain things.
Yes.
Wait, you know what? We didn't even ask Hot Rod this one. Let's ask Hot Rod. Even though, you know, you have baby mama, question for you. Has your pole ever driven a girl to pretty much damn near murder anyone?
What type of stupid question is that?
It's a valid question.
He said, what kind of stupid question is that?
Because we know baby mama, listen, we know baby mama will laugh at you if you try some shit, so.
No,
I don't know. You
know,
you sound like a hostage to me.
Oh, I'm in hospice right now. I'm in hospice right now. Well, look, females know how to get to a guy's head easily and trigger something in a guy's head. His ego, his manhood, something about a guy. You females, you get emotions here and there, but in the end, you're stronger than a guy.
Weak.
Well,
thank
you.
We knew
a
that.
Weak.
We
a
knew
weak
that.
From time to time. So do I want to kill her? If I want to kill a woman, of course. Am I going to do an OJ? No.
Yeah, because you can't get away with it.
Exactly.
But wait,
right.
Well, not all dudes are weak.
Oh, please. Once they get hurt by one woman,
I'm not going to.
A woman,
Brother
she'll
B,
be hurt for a minute. Then she'll dust herself off and jump on the next dick.
All right, so what happens if you don't sleep with the chick? What happens if you don't sleep with the chick? What, like, is there a difference? If you're talking about in terms of stronger or weaker, like you have to sleep with the individual?
Not really, because you got some dudes that act like they ain't even touched a woman yet.
Yeah, because I had a situation one time where I went out on a date with a chick, and I wasn't expecting anything, and this is some years ago, but I wind up actually going back to her house, and I wasn't really. I was like, yeah, I didn't get the. I just got a certain vibe, so I didn't sleep with her. I spent the night, but I didn't sleep with her. But when I saw
What's wrong with you?
Listen, yeah, when I saw her at work that morning, oh man, she looked at me like I had like a log of shit on my head. She ain't even talking.
You know why she felt offended? She felt like you probably didn't find her attractive and wonder, like, what the fuck?
Oh, God.
I can turn it down. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been able to turn it down.
But
well,
remember, you're the unicorn. You keep forgetting that.
Exactly.
You are the unicorn.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's it with my rainbow. So I can go find a pot of gold and go be rich some goddamn
No. You're getting unicorn confused with leprechaun.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
So wait, was Brother B being a gentleman that night?
We cannot listen. Wait. Me and Big Red cannot divulge too much information. All we can say, I have to pull on my Billy Clinton here. All we can say is that due to action of Brother B, he is the unicorn. That's all we can say.
But I don't think I was offensive. Like, okay, yeah, she played. She offered me something to drink. She put on Luther Vandross. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Because you know what it was.
Yeah,
she was expecting something.
It, and she could have felt a certain way and probably felt like, either A, this nigga's gay, or
right.
B, why he
right.
don't find me attractive.
Because
like,
exactly, because I'm guarantee you that's what she was probably thinking.
Exactly. You
and
know,
we got to be honest.
That,
listen, as women, we have to be honest, too, okay? Our egos need to be stroked just as much, if not more so, than a guy does.
But not like dudes. The only difference is jump in the bed.
At least give me a kiss, damn it.
But I was
speak for yourself.
Respectful.
I need my ego stroked.
I was being respectful.
Yeah, well, sometimes,
right.
Yeah, and I get that, but you know what? Some women, they want a savage.
Yeah, exactly.
And you should be happy.
After that day, I learned.
And you should be happy.
I learned something.
Yeah, that's true too. She had low self-esteem.
You could have low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Some women define themselves by how many men they had.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Well, but the thing is, but yo, all right, and that's why, and that's one of the reasons why I didn't sleep with her, because like this chick was she did modeling, like she was gorgeous, but I wasn't going to just succumb to that. I didn't want her to think,
and
like,
you locked
her
things
back
up.
Like, really?
Okay.
Cool.
But see, that's the thing. She probably thought.
I noticed. So are all of those clothes ready to go downstairs?
She know that she used to dudes, you know, coming on
to
her because of that reason. Because,
you, baby, you know, if I could, I would, but I can't.
Well, I, you know, I had to do what I had to do.
And
so that night, the box wasn't.
You do know I'm on the phone with Uncle Trice.
Yeah. Like, we know that time that the box wasn't strong. It was strong enough. Hot Rod, we know, you know, you got two kids in the game, so we know your pole game is on point.
I'm surprised it works, trust me.
Well,
wow.
It seemed like it's working well.
Yeah. Go figure. 3 minutes will equal to this now.
Just look at it like
wrinkles. That's
hilarious.
Question for the ladies.
Just look at it like this. You got somebody else to get the remote for you now. You got somebody to get the remote for you.
Why is it that when I come back to the phone, I'm hearing shit? I don't know what's going on.
No, got old. First thing I said, remote. She got it. So, like, you got to pay your dues.
Oh my God.
But
oh my God. That's so funny.
I feel where you coming from, Nicole. Like the whole like plumber and the maintenance man scenario. Like the maintenance type of person. The situation to me, that's more of like, and I have to say it, maybe like the side person, unless you have that all in one with your
maintenance
main.
Man, maintenance, he takes care of things. He's the main. He's the one that does everything. The plumber's the one that you just need somebody to just bang your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So which
that's
do you prefer?
Even I knew the difference.
So which do you prefer, the maintenance man or the plumber?
The maintenance.
You want
man.
Both, don't you?
Yeah. If I, listen, my thing is, like,
me too.
About
I want both.
My
yeah,
thing is, if it's a good dude, and whatever,
he's a
sucky. I can rock with that. But
keep on the running.
Listen, y'all dudes want y'all cake and eat it too, so why not? Shoot.
I don't know what
because
you're
talking
about.
Because we live in a very sexist society where guys still can't accept the fact that women are just as horny, if not hornier, than they are. And we want the same things that they do.
All,
we just go about it a different way.
We're not used to.
You know what I'm saying?
What
I'm
it
fine,
is
like
a lot
said,
of us,
if, you know.
Well,
yes, a lot of yous aren't used to it.
Yeah, we're not used to y'all just coming out talking about, like, you know, me love you long time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just coming out and it's time to throw in the door.
You so crazy.
So wait, is this why you quantify us as sexual terrorists?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're such a prude.
Because I don't stick Hot Rod. Am I wrong? They want to stick toys and machines up in crevices on dudes. Like, the only thing you can stick in my, like, you can stick a toothbrush and do that, or a Q-tip in my ear or something, but otherwise, anything else, nah, we can't do that.
I just said toothbrush.
But notice he said the specific areas where you can stick the toothbrush and the Q-tip.
No, I said, yeah, exactly.
In the hole.
Toothbrush
obviously
goes
in the
hole. Mouth.
You can do it too, and who you can't do it to. And if they're not into it, then they're not into it.
It's not like you're forcing it onto them.
Exactly.
You know, you show them.
You show them. You let them know if they into it is. It's not like, all right,
and
no,
see,
not a problem.
And you know what? That
exactly.
goes back to the topic. Only the box. See, the box. A box. The box can make
one
you do that. Okay. Okay. We can experiment.
Okay.
The box can make
fine.
You do that.
Just some yogurt.
The box can make a dude be like, okay, you can experiment on me.
Yes, if it's that, yes.
But see, that's the point. It's like, why we have to be the damn
code
guinea
name
pig? Why y'all can't be guinea pigs sometimes?
No, that's okay. I'm busy.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's okay. I'm busy.
Nope.
But I'm saying, we always got to be the damn guinea pigs for something. Y'all always want to put something somewhere or put your whole hand
exactly.
in. It's like, really?
Exactly. My whole thing is this. If you want to stick your dick in my ass, I'm going to stick a tube in your ass. How about that?
No.
All right, first of all.
No, thank you.
Exactly. No fisting allowed if I can't
or
get
you.
You
want to try to put your whole hand trying to go up where you used to be.
This is what I'm saying.
Listen.
If you want to start fisting, I'm going to start sticking.
Oh, no.
And we're
going to
call it a day.
Look, you can't go back.
Damn,
it's an exit for a reason.
No.
I don't know if I'm getting horny right now or I'm losing my horny.
Exactly. Like y'all tell us all the time, oh, the back door, that's an exit. Well, so we an exit too,
it
damn
is.
It.
Listen, first of all, dealing with a woman like Nicole, I would be drinking prune juice every day. Like, ain't no exit closed. Exit closed. Under construction.
Okay,
that's
hilarious.
It is not done all the time, but that is not done all the time, B. Come on. The only thing that I would say, you know, you do all the time is, you know, you play with the nuts and all that, but the anal, that's once in the blue.
Do you have a lab coat? Because, yo, I'm sure you got, like, a lab coat and goggles somewhere, like the Dexter.
Do you have a lab coat?
Yeah, and like the goggles that Dexter be wearing, the cartoons. Like,
okay, you know what? You put way too much of my personal business out there. I'm not appreciating this.
Get that from my laboratory.
Oh, and for the record, I actually own the lab coat. I just want to.
Well,
Dexter's
lab coat?
Did y'all even leave the room when you said that? Please?
I'm sorry?
Did my nephew leave the room when you said that?
He ain't paying us no mind.
Well,
and for the record, wait. And for the record,
home, he got the lab coat on, and he got some company. So,
not my house.
Exactly.
Not my house.
That's why he has his own money. Let him pay for the spot.
I know that's right.
Not my house. You will not. There's only one of us allowed to do that up in here.
I told him.
And for the record, wait, I gotta say this. Wait, Brother B, for the record, your nephew is as twisted as the rest of us. Okay, we're good now.
Well, just like that mother. So.
Well, see, there you go.
So.
Wow.
You damn colored folks. I don't know what to say.
We, the leaders of the Black Caucus, are trading you for Gary Owen.
I hope all you guys going to church on Sunday. That's for sure. All you guys need Jesus in your life.
We have Jesus.
I have Crowley in my life.
They can step in there and the cross can fall off the wall. And the pastor can run out there.
Yeah, right.
Nikki.
Okay.
Nikki.
What's up?
Tell him I have Crowley in my life, so I'm okay.
Oh, boy.
Listen.
Who's that?
Okay.
Mika. Scream it all my God every time is not part of going to church, you know. You can scream oh my God anytime you want. Well, it doesn't mean that you're religious, okay? Thank you.
Hey!
What?
I have religion. Just not. Shut up, Donovan. No one asked
you. This is something I want to ask. And I think for me, this is important. Are you vocal?
Oh, shit.
That is a good question.
During sex. Because me, I need to hear something.
Okay.
You got to talk to me.
My vocal.
I mean,
I'm about to talk to you about
Donovan.
I gotta say, we gotta communicate. They have to be communicating.
Okay, seriously.
No, she's talking
about
vocal.
Dirty,
vocal
dirty.
Talk dirty
right,
to me.
I mean, if I have to be, it depends. Like if it's like a lot of juice, like if it's a waterfall, you might hear that like Carl Weathers Predator scream.
Mika. Yes, Rod.
Mika, hold on a second. Baby Mama Jones, do you like it when I talk dirty to you?
Pretty much. You might as well just go. Wait, hold up. Hot Rod, the last time you got something, you got Abby.
Yes,
have
that's
not,
the last time I got something.
Have you not learned your lesson? If that's the case, we'll be going to another baby shower in 9 months.
No. I will stick to the lotion for the rest of my life before that. Okay?
Oh, gosh. I,
But Brother B, is that important for you? Like the person that you with? Because you got some people who don't say nothing. They're just like quiet. That's just
okay.
how they are.
I gotta hear something.
I had a friend who told me that she didn't like when her man moaned. She used to tell him to shut up. And I was like,
wait,
what do you mean? You used to tell me, so she was like, I don't want to hear it. I was like, you're just sick. Me, I
no, he's supposed
it.
To do that.
You
he's moan, supposed to do that.
Walk dirty. That's just the turn on. What?
Right, exactly.
But I don't want to hear the stock. I don't want to hear the stock report, though.
What do you mean the stock report?
You hear that.
You know, moaning and all of that shit is great, well and fine. But I don't want you. We be in the middle and be like, oh, by the way, I stop.
Sometimes you want it like a movie.
Okay,
you
I don't
want
to
like a movie.
I don't want it to be like a movie. I want it to be what it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
I want it to be cinema.
I don't want the whole time, you know.
Listen, this is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Skinamax, and that's it. It's supposed
Did
to be
say
get
Cinemax?
Over here.
But,
skin, no, I
but
said Skinamax.
Oh, oh, oh.
Well, nobody,
no,
nobody.
Get, you so crazy.
Forget that. I
nobody
want Bang
wants
Brothers.
To hear, like, yeah, I mean, it has to be something. It's not like you're going to be sitting there saying,
yeah, babe,
like you're gonna make me some muffins. When this is done and some pancakes. And so, oh, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Put extra syrup on it. Oh, man. That's good. Like, I mean, it got
to
be something.
Well, what if you were trying to do it on the down low and trying not to make any noise? Like,
well, you have to.
Room.
Well, it sucks to be you. They better get used to noise.
You got to make noise.
That's
what's important.
I'm saying, shut up, Brother B.
No.
And listen.
Everything, no, because what about if you're out, like, outside in the park or you're in the beach? Like, what, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like,
you can't make noise.
Sometimes you got to turn it down.
Who can?
Sometimes.
But you still can do it like a moan, but you...
Yeah, you can still moan. You just don't have
this
to
is why
vocal.
Some of us, listen, this is why some of us have SUVs to take on the
nobody
beach.
Wants,
I'm just saying.
That's right. I hear that.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Say something.
So now you don't have to ride an SUV ever again.
Thank
you,
me. Hey, I keep my I have the decency to clean my SUV every week.
So I can't do the SUV thing because that sucker rocks and the cops will come.
It depends on how strong your suspension is. But anyway.
Well,
and I'm trying to tell you, listen, I've got two cars.
I've never got put by the cops yet, so.
and listen, I got a Listen, I got
you're
a Pacifica, honey.
Next week.
Yes, I am.
Listen, I got one car that folds down well enough where you could damn near put a bed in that bitch.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so there's some experience?
Of course. Why do you think I keep cable ties and fucking ratchet straps in my car? It ain't the tow, motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah, with 2 minutes left on this episode. So, I guess we have yet to determine. It's ongoing conversation of which is stronger, the pole or the box. And I guess
I told you, this is like the chicken or the egg thing.
Yeah, it's almost
even
dependent on the situation.
But
I agree.
Me too.
I'm sure next week, part two, will be even more interesting when we tackle the topic of does size matter.
Oh,
and that
boy,
can baby mama call in, Rod? Ooh, how about we
that's
want baby mama
sides.
In on this one? Wait,
does
wait,
size
wait.
Matter on both sides?
Wait, how about baby mama got to be in for this one?
No problem. But remember, no matter the answer, at least it works. That's all you got to care about. Can't
lie. As long as you got a shovel, you can dig it, right?
That's it.
God.
Something happened. If I'm no father, something happened that night.
Oh,
I can't.
Well,
that
concludes this week's episode of The Menu. Thank you, Brother Hot Rod, who's a representative of Absolute Truth. Thank you, The Agenda, Bad Applesauce, a.k.a. Nicole, for coming in. Hope you'll be here next week for next week's topic.
Yes.
You'll grace us with your presence. Big Red, feel better.
Thank
take
you.
Take care of them ears.
Yes. Feel ready,
you
yes.
know. And Mika, thank you for all the exposure.
That
There's never enough.
Everyone, have a good night. And next week, part two is going to be on fire again.
Yeah, boy, we're going to be here. All right.
Everybody have a good night.
All right, later, guys.
Later,
good night.
Y'all.
Another one in the can. Later.